I want to normalize straight girls being good at sports.
I was like that. I was like, just because I'm good at sports doesn't mean I'm gay. Oh. And then I was like, fuck.
Kate, I swear to God, when I'd beat a lesbian, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Like when I'd outsprint my lesbian friend, I'd be like, who am I but the greatest straight who ever straighted?
I took a pounding last night and I still beat you. I can barely fucking walk. Little bitch.
When you guys just had a little clit tickle, I got fucking broken. Like straight girls can be as good as lesbians.
What's up, guys? Thanks for listening. If you're not caught up, this is our first episode without Gara and with one of my other comedy friends, acting as youth in the booth. If you're not up to date, I recommend that you go listen to the audio note. It'll explain a lot of things. But on this episode, we have Kate Sisk, my very dear friend Kate Sisk, amazing comedian. Go and give them a follow at the Kate Sisk if you enjoy this episode with them. They're great on this episode. We did another episode for next week with Elena Joy, and holy shit, they were absolute fire. I think you're going to love them. So let's make them feel welcome. If you laugh at their jokes today, go shoot them a DM on Instagram and let them know that you think that they are hilarious. And just thank you so much for everyone being so supportive these past few weeks. All right, enjoy the episode. It's a good one.
Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their two-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Nope, that's how we're starting.
Just hawking a loogie.
That's some gay ASMR for you that no one ever wanted to hear. How you guys doing? It's a new podcast now. I'm old and I'm lonely.
This is a weird start because it's a weird time. Hannah, I'm so glad that you're here.
As your emotional support, I will always be here for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's also weird because I haven't done, this is I think our first in-person, three-person episode.
In a long time.
I can't remember the last one.
I actually feel weird doing podcasts in person now. I'm like, oh my God, they can see how my brain works.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Zoom,
yeah.
You just feel like you're talking to, you know, a TV the whole time.
Right.
You can space out. I'm like doing full text messages during my pod. Like actually.
Who are you texting like, during your pod?
I don't know. Like people text you and it comes up on your computer and I'm like, I guess I'll answer
this. I put everything on like, I put on do not disturb. I put on all the things.
Yeah. I also have like my notes up and then sometimes I'll start Googling shit.
You have notes?
I have notes for when I interview people. Sorry, I'm prepared. You clearly didn't care at all that I'm here.
I don't do.
There's no soundboard today, so that was my
Also, this is Kate, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Kate.
So the reason that to me later. Keep talking about what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's turn on Kate. What are your issues, bitch?
Well, the thing is, the listeners don't even know who Kate is. So this has been a big transitional period for me. Jen and I broke up. Gara decided to leave the podcast.
Broke up with you.
I got broken up twice.
Career and love. Career. Just shaken up.
Yeah. And then I got I stress perioded. My cycle will get like affected by.
So you're not on birth control?
No.
That was a stupid question for a lesbian.
I mean, some lesbians are on it.
I'm on it.
It does regulate your cycle.
Yeah. It's regulated to be every week. I don't know what's happening. This is my introduction to everyone. I get a period every week. Hello.
Help me. I'm bleeding from my insides way too often. Wait, so when you're stressed.
My period will delay until the stress is over, like this, whatever's going on. And then it's like,
what a fucking release. What a release.
Oh, it's like when a gymnast retires.
So I was so stressed out about this transition. And if you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, how is this going to go? Look, I'm with you. Like I have been going through it, and it's just going to be what it is for a minute.
Well, the positive of this is this podcast has been long enough for there to be growth. And if it's nothing stays the same. Isn't that like that's, science?
Yes.
That's smart. Isn't that the point of science?
That is science.
That nothing stays the
nothing
same.
Stays
isn't that a quote
same.
That some like smart person
yeah,
said?
Yeah, that's
once?
Neil deGrasse Tyson
yes.
said. Nothing stays
he
the same.
He copied me, but I was saying nothing
that's
stays the same.
That's science.
So like things are going to grow. Things are going to change. Your relationships are going to change. The podcast is going to evolve. And I'm proud to be on the journey with you.
That's why you're here, because you know you were here from episode 4. You were one of the first people that I recorded with.
I'm still upset, you know, I was the fourth. However, I'll be here to support you. I'm just kidding.
You want to bump Raina Greenberg? Go text Raina Greenberg and be like, hey.
If you're going to have another straight girl on the pod, I just thought I'd be number one, but whatever. It's fine. Raina's, honestly, Raina's great. If it's going to be someone, I'd have Raina.
But yeah, I've been... I hope everyone listening at home, God, I don't know, I didn't plan this, but I love you guys so much, and you've been such a huge part of my life, and I hope that you stick with me during this transitional period. I will be transitioning from...
Oh, my God.
From...
From what?
From what?
That's, yeah.
To what?
Because it's whatever you want. We support whatever you want.
That's true. That's true. But I've got my cancel coach. Oh my God,
cancel coach.
Okay,
that's
amazing. Let's take a minute to introduce Kate.
Yes.
Kate is one of my favorite people on the planet. An actual hilarious comedian. My sister's favorite comedian.
That must hurt.
She said besides Ashley, Kate is my favorite.
She's like my mom and dad's and Kat's favorite comedian.
My father is dead, but he actually came back from the grave
to shake my hand.
He does leave signals saying Kate's really funny.
Sometimes I'll hear a wind chime and it'll be like Kate.
The lights flicker and it's just like Kate should be on your pod.
There's lipstick in my mirror and it says Kate backwards.
You're fully haunted by your dad wanting you to bring Kate on the pod.
But you are one of my favorite comedians.
Thank you.
One of my sister's favorite comedians. You are a dear friend of mine for many years. You opened for me on the road. And when I developed this show, I did not intend to have Gera be around for so long, but Gera was so incredible and really wanted to stick around.
So passionate, so funny, such great chemistry. Yeah.
Perfect fit.
Perfect fit for the show. So I thought, hell, let's do it. But then the idea at the time was to have a rotating youth in the sound booth to bring on different perspectives. And you were on my list of youths.
And now I'm old.
And now, in that time period,
she's
Kate
now
aged,
just in the booth.
But Kate played for the Olympic qualifying national Puerto Rican soccer team.
Oh my God.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, yeah. The Puerto Rican national
you
team.
Were
yeah.
basically an Olympic athlete.
We played in World Cup qualifiers and Olympic qualifiers. The team has yet to qualify for those tournaments, but made it further than ever. And they're,
what position did you play?
I played...
Oh, this is perfect. You're a sports gay without... You're a sports straight.
I'm sports gay, but like without the gay. But like everyone's a little gay.
But
so.
What about your backhand? Is it one-handed or two-handed?
Two-handed. Oh yeah, I have a do you know tennis?
My partner and I play tennis because it's something that neither of us are good at. So yes, I know tennis.
Yeah, I just know that lesbians have incredible one-handed backhands in tennis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Life. What position did you play?
So I played center mid and also outside back. And I'm very short and not as fast as other people. So outside back was a very funny position for me to be playing, but it was great.
Did you do head? Did you header?
Did I do head?
Did you header?
Did you give head?
Did you head people?
On the team?
Did you,
how
I
much
always,
head was given on the Puerto Rican soccer team?
How much head were you heading?
Yeah, there's a real concern that if you do too much head, you'll get a concussion.
Yeah. No, I always get worried about that. No,
always have a safe word if you're going to give a lot of head.
She's like, I know how to head. Calm down.
The goalie punts the ball. It's coming at me. I'm like, pineapple. No, I did do lots of headers. I was good at it. If you're hitting the ball and not letting it hit you, you won't get hurt.
Oh my God, that's like life.
So, and that's what I'm
you
trying
gotta
to
give
do.
Head.
I have to head this podcast.
Yes.
Into,
yes. Don't let it head you.
No, I'm not going to get headed.
But
I will be heading.
Also, it's all about perspective, because you also could be sitting here with your overanalytical brain being like, oh, like the pod's the same and people are going to get bored with the same thing.
You're so right.
Instead,
you're so
now
right.
You're like, oh, people are not going to like if it evolves a little. So there could be an issue with either or. It's
you're
just
so
perspective.
Right. You're so right. And I just I hope that you guys believe in me and believe that I'm going to always bring the funniest people on the pod and represent all different types of points of view.
This pod has had so much success because I'm not even in like the gay sex niche.
What do you mean?
I haven't had my pussy licked. So I'm just saying, like, I hear about
well,
it.
You've had your pussy licked, but not licked by a Puerto Rican soccer player.
Yes.
For example.
Which honestly sounds sexy. But I have a question for you. I'm sorry to take over.
No, take over. That's why you're
but
here.
I'm fascinated. As a soccer player, were you like jokey on the field, or did you have like an alter ego where you turn into like super competitive? Don't fuck with me, Kate.
Oh, interesting. I am super, super competitive. So there was definitely a seriousness to it. And that goes back to when I was a child. Like, I distinctly have this memory of being in gym class, and we had like a substitute gym teacher who didn't really know the rules of the game we were playing. And I was like yelling the rules
you're like
at everyone.
5 years old.
And my like 8 year old classmates were like, it's only a game. And I just like roided out, was like, there's no such thing as only a game. So yes, the alter ego competitiveness has been there. But at practice, I just loved all my teammates that I've ever had.
Were you jokey?
So jokey at practice. So like, let's have fun. Because you have to foster a team environment, you know? I feel like humor trust. Does that a lot. Yeah, lots of trust.
I'm gonna call you the cancel coach.
No.
Yeah, you're a sports gay. It's so true. But the youth in the booth keeps me from getting canceled. It's my cancel coach over here. Can't call him a snowflake because there's no snow in Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh.
Just a bead of sweat.
I'm from outside Boston. There's so much snow.
But I'm so glad you're here. We'll do intros now. You want to do intros?
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I heard that stand-up is divided into two types of people. This is a mass generalization. Okay. Men and women. I'm just kidding. Oh, we're already canceled. We're canceled.
I'm so sorry.
It's either athletes or addicts, or sometimes both. Because there's a psychoticness to stand-up where I feel like athletes have that, where like to get the drive you have is not normal.
Yeah.
To be that level of
talent. I definitely have that competitive drive. I also have an addictive personality.
You have to be a little off to want something so sickly to you to just get everyone's attention all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, let's continue.
But Kate, you're here. You're queer.
Yes.
I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. I'm excited to be here. And I'm going to be honest, I've been rocked around, but I'm ready to get back on my feet and
we love that
trudge
for
forward. And I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
If you have to say you're good.
Thank you, Hannah.
Brutal. Brutal.
And for the first time ever,
woo!
The latest edition.
The Booth and the Youth.
The Booth and the Youth.
I got a little diner inside of my asshole.
The Booth and the Youth, my new cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. Kate Sis.
Hello, hello, hello. I'll make my own little applause noise because, again, I don't have the board.
The board is not here today because I ordered a splitter online and it hasn't arrived yet. Patreon.com/WHDS.
Okay, I'm Kate Sisk. I'm a comedian, former soccer player like we talked about. I'm white. I'm a lesbian. I'm bisexual.
Bisexual lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely confusing for some of the straights that tuned in for Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Explain that.
I do identify as bisexual, but I also look like a lesbian. So as simple as that.
So you pass as lesbian.
Yeah, pass as
lesbian. But you identify as...
Honestly, there's nothing that Kate doesn't pass as. If you say you're non-binary, you say you're trans, you say you're a lesbian, like no matter what you say you are, people kind of just
you
have
identify
to be like, that's
as,
out.
As she.
Yeah, you can use any pronouns. I hate all pronouns equally.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So we can just use the ones that.
Which
I've
one
been
do you want to use today?
We can use she today.
She today. All right, cool.
Do you have different moods? Like you wake up one morning and you're like, I'm zaddy.
I don't think so. Never zaddy.
Are you avoiding it?
Avoiding it? Maybe. Maybe. My therapist ghosted me, so I don't have anyone to talk to about this.
Why'd they ghost you?
I couldn't tell you. She was like, okay, we're going to set up like the next month of sessions, and then she never got back to me. So then I called the emergency number, and she didn't call back after I left them a
what
message.
What the fuck is her problem?
You're going to need to go to therapy because of that therapist.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so because of that bitch, I don't know what gender I am.
We're still waiting for her to get back to
call her
that.
And ask her my pronouns.
Yeah. But I think it's great to have you here because you are questioning.
Yeah.
And I think so many of our listeners are questioning.
Yeah, probably. I think a lot more people are in general than everyone realizes. Because a lot of time it's something done internally, which was the case for me. But then I started talking about it on stage. So now everyone's kind of waiting for an answer.
And truly, it is some of your best material.
Oh,
it's raw. It's vulnerable.
It sounds like you're at the point in your career where you're like done with the easy laughs. And you're like, let's actually look inward, which is scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Do you feel like you've gotten reactions from comics or people who listen that's helped guided you in any way or made you more confused?
Doing stand-up has helped me meet make a lot of my friends who are trans, like, mm-hmm. so it's nice to feel like I'm part of a community that's thinking about these things all the time instead of feeling like I'm the weird one out or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's made it any more confusing or easier. It's just nice to be surrounded by other people who are kind of thinking about the same thing.
Wait, Hannah, do you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, not at all. My name is Hannah Berner. I'm straight. I go by she, her, but I also don't love pronouns either. And
wow.
Well, I told you, like, I was raised with no gender. Like, I was a tennis player, and, like, by 2 years old, my dad was, like, rolling tennis balls at me and, like, working on my hand-eye. And I was never praised for typical female things. Like, I was never told, like, you're a princess. I was never told you're really pretty. It was always, like, did you throw the ball far enough and that kind of shit. And there's part of me that so many times I've wanted to be not a he or a she. I just wanted to be a they. But then...
Are you the youth in the booth? Kate, get the fuck out of here.
Bye, guys. I'm taking the cat with me, though.
Oh, my God. The cat legit took her seat. The cat wants to be the booth.
I did sit on the cat.
That's okay. The cat's fine. But then part of me was like, no, like, you want to fight for women, if that makes sense?
Sure.
Like, instead of being like, fuck this narrative of, like, being a she and I want people to just treat me as a they, then I was like, no, I want to be a woman who's playing on the boys' team. I want to be a woman who's doing stand-up. But then I guess that means I identify as a woman.
Yeah, it's this weird, like, thing where I feel that way too. I acknowledge that gender is not really super real, but I am proud of the woman that I am.
Yeah, because I think I'm conceptualizing it different than, let's say, Kate, where I'm like, oh yeah, there just shouldn't be women and men. But Kate, you're like, actually, I really deep down don't feel like I'm in the right gender.
Yeah, I think I'm not by any means an expert. Like, when people ask me questions about trans thing, I'm like, do you understand? I don't even know what I am.
I'm like, Kate, can you explain it to me?
I cannot answer broader themes and questions because I wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, who the fuck is that?
Oh my God, I can ask you guys so many questions, but shut me up. I had a stupid thought about lesbians, and I was all, this is again.
Say it.
I was just like, if you're attracted to, like, boobs, are you ever, like, look in the mirror, like, turned on by your own boob?
I think this thought traveled from, like, the 1980s into your brain.
No. First of all, that delivery was literally comedically perfect. That was a comedically perfect delivery.
And I was fully serious. Like, fully, like, and she was like hoping I was going to say something kind of smart. And then she was just like, God damn it. She tricked me.
I actually think it's not gay at all to be turned on by yourself. I think it's very common.
I'm turned on by myself.
Yeah. It never used to happen to me until recently. And now I turn myself on the littlest bit. For me, this is not what I'm thinking actively. But I think at a subconscious level, you're like, oh, I'm fucking hot. And other people are going to look at this and be like, boob.
Like, you look at yourself in the mirror from, like, a crush's perspective as if, like, they've never seen something
that's
this hot.
That's the TikTok that you need to make, Hannah. POV, you're pretending you are your crush looking at your Instagram.
I mean, honestly, I have so many questions about kids. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
So girls... Like, as a girl who has multiple orgasms, men have very different, like, orgasm patterns. So if you're having sex with, obviously, our orgasms are very mental. So, like, you have to respect how the other girl multiple orgasms, because some girls probably could do a lot, some can't.
Yeah.
But then it must be hard because, like, you might get insecure. Like, well, she's orgasming, like, faster than me. And you have the same orgasm.
I have never felt weird about my body or anything that I do sexually with another woman.
Yeah.
And it's weird because when I think about gay men, I think, wow, it must be really strange to, like, compare penises. And I've said that to some of my friends, and they don't really think about it that way from what
I guess, like, if you're attracted to the person, it's like you're not comparing.
You're just into it. Yeah. I will say there is a little bit of a, but this comes more from me. I just like making my partner come a bunch of times. I'm on Hinge. And lower your age restriction.
But you're right. Two people, it's good when one person, like, really wants to make someone come a lot, and the other person, like, likes to come a lot.
And I don't love to come, like, if I come twice, that takes a lot for me. Like, I'm more of a one and done.
And you just kind of know what that person, because I have some lesbian friends who, like, glorify it, like, oh, lesbian sex is like 50 orgasms a night.
It can be.
She's like, I'm trying to be nice, but yeah, that's what it is.
It can be.
I mean, straight sex could be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think having never had it.
Well, the thing is, the dick stops working.
I think there's this preconception that it's like, oh, well, if my dick stops working, then I'm going to stop fucking. But you could, like, eat your partner out or finger them.
There's a weird thing with men, though, that, like, after they come,
they get tired.
They get scared and tired.
Wait, they get scared?
No.
They get vulnerable.
Wait, scared of what?
No, it's like after, you know, like after you come, you, like, want to come more almost. You're like, your clit is all, like, fucking hard and shit. Sorry, that's super graphic. But, like, that's how science works, right? You get, like, a erectile.
Everything changes, and your clit is fucking hard. Neil deGrasse Tyson's newest book.
But men, the joke is, like, after they come, they're not in the mood to keep going.
But, well, if I were a dude, I would, I mean, I do this anyway. I make them come first.
Exactly. That's how you get around it.
Yeah. Once again. I am unhinged. And unhinged. So please hit me up. Yeah, I think it's just a lot more, I guess it's open-ended. With straight rules, you, like, follow the rules. He can do whatever he wants up front, but then when it's done, it's done. Mm-hmm. Whereas with lesbian sex, it does last a long time.
Yeah, like, that's interesting to me. Because men, for it to last a long time, they have to really work hard on, like, thinking about things that are gross. Like, girls are trying to come and guys are trying not to come. That's what straight sex is. It's really strange.
See, with gay sex, I feel like it's more likely you're more likely to miss a window and have to kind of, like, regroup, strategize, huddle up, be like, and where do we go from here?
Take out different. The whiteboard, X's and O's and arrows.
Yeah, I feel like every girl's different.
Yeah.
And men are, like, pretty simple, like, lick their penis and they get hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be, like, very emotionally aware and empathetic to make a girl come.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, she's not going to come unless she's, like, in a good headspace.
Like I find when I'm with a new partner, I feel like I'm freaking doing an ad. When I'm with a new partner, I always I try to get to know what they like and ask what they like. And yeah, I just ask a lot of questions. There's just a lot.
I think it's communication.
It's a lot
of communication. But there's a thin line between an interview and, like, still being hot when you do it. You know what I mean?
But what if you like a girl in a blazer?
what if interview setting is what turns you on? What if you want to be the boss?
I'm like, okay, how do you come? Now ask me where I see myself in 5 years.
My biggest weakness, my cock is too big.
I feel like your listeners, like, this episode sucks because we know how gay sex works. And I'm just like, what is...
No. I think that's part of the humor. Also, there are lots of straight and bi-curious listeners and young baby gays.
Yes, yes.
And honestly, this information is helpful to anybody.
Can you guys just give me any pegging advice?
Oh, I don't know why you're asking me.
You don't peg?
No, I've never been with a man. And I mean, oh, I guess, are you asking me if I...
Wouldn't you peg a girl?
Well, then it's not pegging.
Oh, that's just fucking...
I think pegging has
stupid straight bitch.
No, you're so fine. I think pegging has a butthole
connotation.
Connotation.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what do you call
straight
it?
Straight girls really don't understand what pegging what is.
What do you call it if you... Oh, a strap-on.
Yeah.
Strapping?
I guess strapping and fucking.
Yeah.
Interchangeably.
But, like, if you just say, hey, I fucked her last night.
Could mean anything.
Could mean honestly. Anything.
You could have high-fived you and ate some Cheerios. It's anything.
That's lesbian sex. If we always say on the pod, if it feels like sex, it was sex.
Oh, I love that. I mean, crossing something off your to-do list. Oh. That feels better than sex. I could go on and on.
If you and a boy, like, 69'd to completion and didn't call that sex because there was no penetration.
It's 100% sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Why don't you use sex toys?
It's just, like, not the most pleasurable thing for me on the receiving end. And, like, I feel like fingers are just as effective for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've never been, like, dicked down, but...
Wait, you sounded so straight when you said that. Can you do that again?
Maybe I've never been dicked down.
Oh my god.
You maybe like I just your hair like before you said it
down. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I am straight now. Lots have changed over the past 2 weeks.
You started straight and then it got weird.
Sorry. I'm not
you
good
said
at it.
You canceled. Down. This is an offensive portrayal of straight women.
I know. I feel like you should get canceled for that.
I'm so sorry to the straight community for the way that I portrayed you. No, I don't find it super pleasurable to receive. It can be like a fun, like weird thing to do every now and then. I haven't. Mm-hmm. I never did it with Jen because Jen, she's not like a huge fan of getting plowed.
You just want to make love. I get it.
No, like we had like rough sex, but nothing crazy. Like we were both pretty. I just like the illusion of choking. I don't want my airway to actually be blocked or to block someone's air.
No windpipe.
But like my handle, I'll put it there, but I'm not going to squeeze.
You know what's so embarrassing that I Googled yesterday? I've somehow, lesbian TikTok is like interesting to me because there's this girl, Francesca Ferragamo. That's not her last name. Whatever.
Francesca Ferrago? She did the pod.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I love Francesca.
She was on my FYP, got into it. Then I saw that like she was single. I was like, who is she dating? Then I found out it was a girl and I clicked on the girl, Demi. And then they were doing this thing about like if you're top or bottom. So then I straight up Googled, what does it mean for a lesbian to be a top?
It's confusing. And honestly,
because it's different than gays, than gay guys.
It is. And I actually think the terminology, we should just throw it
yeah,
away.
Yeah, like that's just based
on
male culture.
And I will continue
culture.
To use it also.
But isn't it just based on yes. male culture?
Because it's just, there's, I think with lesbians and bisexual women and AFAB people, it has like the connotation of like who has like the dominant energy.
See, I thought it meant like when you guys have sex, like you're
that's
going
why
down
it's
on her.
So confusing because
I thought top is like the person that goes
it's
down.
It's just so different without a penis involved.
What do you think, Kate?
I feel like even in the gay male community, tops and bottoms, it's not always 100% useful language. Like, yeah. Obviously, there are people who say, I don't want to top, and there are people who say, I don't want to bottom, yeah. meaning literally, like, receiving. But yeah. in terms of, like, the dynamics of sex, I feel like there
it's
can
not
be
black
so,
and white.
Right.
There can be it's, so many different dynamics.
Yeah.
And from person to person, and you don't have to, like, lock yourself down into, like, one way of being or one way of having sex. It's just, like, every relationship or every sexual encounter has its own...
Ah, that's me doing mouth sounds for the soundboard. That was great. That was good. Yeah, it's just limiting. It's just really limiting.
Do you guys ask each other?
That's a thing. I don't.
Because it's weird that TikTok was asking them.
Yeah, it is weird. I think it's like kind of a baby gay thing a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Like, because you're not like on a date. You wouldn't be like, so are you a top or bottom?
No, never. But I do think baby gays might engage in that like to make each other feel more comfortable sexually because it's new for them and they kind of like want to know what their roles are in the bedroom. But like, no. Like, there's, I don't think a single lesbian date, please listener, write in. But I really, I just like, I'm just picturing two lesbians showing up to a date with their backpacks and one being like, are you a top or a bottom? And they're like, I'm a top. And the other ones are like, great, I'll leave my backpack here and we'll just go and you use your strap and forget about mine or whatever.
Yeah, because I guess like with straight people, you don't ask like, are you dominant? You just can tell by
right,
their essence that you guys have chemistry.
The thing, it really does come from straight sex because it's like his penis goes in your vagina. And that's what it's derivative of when it goes into gay culture. But like with lesbians, it's like especially weird because a lot of us don't use toys.
Really?
A lot of us don't use toys.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, I don't know how to tell you this, but penises are not as...
See, I'm thinking of vibrators.
Oh. Yeah, like yeah. sometimes.
I'm not talking about dildos.
There are a lot of people at home also that are like, I use toys, and that's like totally fine. I guess what I'm trying to dispel is
you're talking about dildos?
I'm talking yeah. about the myth that okay. lesbian sex...
Like, needs.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Also, yeah, dildos, unless it vibrates, I don't want it. Because, yeah, vaginal orgasms are like... rare
very
too.
Hard to come by
yeah
no pun intended
listener spring has sprung love is in the air and that means you need your Helix mattress you don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress go to helixsleep.com/gaysex take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it. Because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Kate, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
What kind of men are you attracted to? Let's go there.
That's a fair question. I feel I'm someone who, when I'm in a relationship, my attraction to other people like decreases a lot. But when I was like hooking up with dudes, it's like all kinds of dudes, I guess. Like I liked beards.
You're so masked.
Wait,
as
when
you're saying
when
this,
you say beards,
all types of dudes,
when,
I guess.
When you say beards, you mean gay guys? With
no,
beards?
No. I liked
guys with beards.
I liked guys
straight
who had
guys
beard.
With beards.
Yeah.
Like really masculine.
Not really masculine. Just like I think you beards like are. I think facial hair is hot. All lengths of hair.
I thought you could say all lengths of dicks.
And then like sweet boys, I don't know.
Shy boys, sad boys, fuck boys.
Not fuck boys.
No.
Yeah, there's like an energy there that
what
I was
scared
of.
What scenario does a fuck boy have sex with Kate? I'm sorry.
Zero scenarios.
One
but
that...
also I looked different with the when I was hooking up with
this
men.
This is true, yeah.
I've never hooked up.
You were very femme.
I was. I've never hooked up with a man as this version of myself and I never will.
Well, can we get into the gay? What do you guys want to talk about? Gay sex?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we here for? It's in my calendar. Gay sex. My manager can like see my calendar and she's like, "What are you doing at 4?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it."
She says it literally says we're having gay sex. Says,
I just wrote gay sex.
I love it.
Well, let me tell you about my fucking. I've had my mega period.
I mean, you probably
it sounds
feel
like a,
free.
Like a weird
like
Pixar
a tornado.
Movie.
Mega.
It's Amy Poehler playing like a little red droplet that runs around your body.
It is like a weird 80s movie.
Yeah, I got my mega period. I was shitting my fucking brains out.
True.
I got to that. I have indigestion because I have so much anxiety. I was so bloated and then had so much period shits.
It sounds like such a great release.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And then I looked super skinny and then I was like, oh my god, I look so skinny, should I post a thirst trap on Instagram? And then I was like, no, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you? Body image problems are weird. They're very weird. Mm-hmm. So like I didn't post the thirst trap on Instagram. And then I was like just feeling so sad. I was just so sad. And at the same time, I'm ragingly horny. Sad and ragingly horny.
It's like crying while masturbating type
that,
shit.
I was in my bed. Sorry that it's right there.
Don't apologize. We're in your space. We're in your space.
Just like for hours not coming.
Trying to and not
trying
being able to.
Trying to and
oh,
not
no,
coming.
Because
I was sad.
You got a little blocked.
I'm like thinking you're, about Jen.
What is it,
I'm
serotonin?
Like trying not to think about Jen.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I thought, all I want to do is make a dating profile and feel hot. That's like the only thing that I wanted to accomplish.
Okay, did you do it?
I did. And I'm going to show you guys my pictures.
Let's see it.
Which dating app did you choose?
Hinge.
I approve of Hinge. I like Hinge a lot.
Thank you. What do you think of? Oh, you don't do that at all.
My relationship is pretty pre-app.
Prep. Wow.
Prep.
Wow, that's some ancient shit. That's some real love. Where'd you meet your partner?
At college. Are you going to show your profile?
She's getting it.
Let's see it.
Is that you and her in your home screen?
Yes, my home screen is Jen's butt.
change it.
You have to change it.
You have to change it for your mental health. And Jen, we love your ass, but this is
it's
not.
It's great. It's a good
Are you trying to torture yourself?
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's you like have listening to sad it, music when you're sad. What are you doing?
Change it right now.
Change it. Okay. Well, change it.
All right. You want to be my home screen?
Or have your cat be it.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
Get like a different pussy. It's a cat's butt.
It's a cat's butt. All right, we'll change that right now.
Oh my god. Okay,
how do I
good.
Do that? Set both. Okay, done. It's Fulton's butt.
Nice.
Is it and the soundboard.
Is it because you felt like you might get back together?
Okay, so if you are a new listener for Hannah, what a strange episode to have come in on. Just first of all, second of all, yes, the breakup was extremely. Just so you know, the healthiest relationship in my life. Wonderful human being. Yep. We talked about it. Periodically.
So maturely.
Very maturely. And then finally we were at a point where she was like, I've been in relationships back to back, kind of the way that I was. I need to like be with myself as an adult. And I said, You get out of here. You go. And now she's doing it. And
so you're supportive and it sounds like you ended on good terms.
Yes.
Because you care about her.
Yeah, I do. And we both were like, maybe, you know, one day we'll revisit this. But it's one of those things where you really can't count on that, you know? Like, you can't have her, I guess, on your home screen, on your background. Okay, here's my Hinge. This is what I went with for my photos.
Okay, so the first one is you're, like, makeup-free in a relaxed top, a scoop neck. White.
There's no scenario where I'm... in makeup, just FYI, there's no glam shots.
I was
on
like, this one, she went with no makeup. No, but you do kind of look like a Glossier model, naturally.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a good one. It makes you seem famous.
It makes
I
you
think.
Seem successful, like you Thank know someone you. With a nice camera.
Okay, cool.
My love language is mutual ego stroking. Which, what do we think of that, Kate?
Red flag.
What?
That means she's calling you a narcissist.
That's a joke. That's clearly a joke.
Mutual ego stroking. Okay, but and then you put your ad.
That's what the girls are doing. Let me, what can I just say?
You're just being very defensive.
I'm coming in from nothing.
You're being very defensive immediately. We haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
Let me just say.
Well, hold on. I have noticed that the girls are putting their Instagram handles in their bios on here. So I am just imitating what I'm seeing.
Okay, we're being a little critical, but it does seem like when you say mutual ego stroking and then you're at,
that
it seems like you want them
that
to
is a fair, that's a fair
It
assessment.
Seems like you want them to go compliment your Instagram.
Yeah.
But I mean, some girls might be into this. We just want to be in alignment with who you are.
Right. Right, but I do understand
but
that them back to back
is
not, an issue.
You're not as cocky as this is making you look.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think you might be the only person who thinks
so. But like deep down you're soft.
Yeah, I hate myself, yeah.
Yes, like
you could put that first.
Deep down
my love
I hate
language
myself.
Is mutual self-hatred.
I just like to crawl into a depression hole with someone. I'm just looking for somebody to just occasionally finger me while I'm going
what
through
is
this
your...
depressive period.
Wait, what's your actual love language though? No joke.
Oh, words of affirmation.
But you don't say that. That's boring as fuck. Okay, so then you're with your Yankee hat, which you're definitely going to lose some Boston girls.
That's okay.
What do we think about this one?
It's a different season. I like that. It shows that you exist year round.
I am a being that
you're multi-seasonal.
Time for.
I think there's some people who are like, oh, like this person only exists in the summer.
Yeah, just hot girl summer and that's it. But
I
also
like
there's
a banana in my pocket.
I like that there's a banana in your pocket, which shows that you care about health. And then you're on
it's also funny. It's
you're
funny.
On a picnic blanket with like an area for them to envision them sitting next to you.
Oh,
and I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's like date.
I also think I
Datescape.
Look cute. Here we go. Here we're moving into the... See, that was the photo I was most worried about. It is by far the hottest photo of me ever taken, but it also looks like I ended up... I'm like the parent of a kid shooting for a Gap Kids ad.
Yeah.
And I was like, will you also photograph me?
That one definitely looks like a headshot to me.
Yeah. If you're a listener, if you're not watching and you're listening, I'm in all white sweats with like a white beanie. It's
yeah, like
very
I've never
catalog.
Seen you wear this outfit, but I love it. And I like that you didn't start with it, but you just slid it in the middle just in case. Then you go, the key to my heart is chocolate hummus, which I love this answer.
I've never had. Is that real?
Dude, I have some right here.
This is so good for starting conversation.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is for people. Not that I'm like amazing at dating apps. However, it's all about planning things for them to use as conversation starters. It's
yeah.
not actually for them to understand you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, then love a relatable. Okay, we have fall holding a pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin. I call that sex pumpkin. If you are a lesbian and you want women to come up to you, you just carry a pumpkin around the city. Man,
You get a lot of numbers that way.
Then you write, I want someone who works at Whole Foods giving out chocolate hummus. That's hilarious.
A little callback.
Yeah.
We love a callback moment.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God, so cute. Okay, now I'm just, she's by a sunset. Sunset naturally gives people serotonin hits.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that.
I just made that up. She goes, I didn't know that.
We were literally, I believed it.
But then it ends with a little stand up. Because you don't want to go stand up first. Because right. People are like, oh, I do comedy.
Yeah, right. And here's the rough part is my Instagram. And I'm not taking down my photos of Jen, unfortunately. Also, I broke up with Jen before I announced it on the podcast, obviously. Mm-hmm. So there's like a delay. There's like a period of weeks where it appears we're still dating, but we weren't.
So your photos, honestly, highly impressed.
Thank you so much.
Because, you know, sometimes you think you look good in a photo and your friends don't.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, have I been looking in the mirror wrong this whole time?
They're good photos.
They're great photos. We'll work on that first answer, your love language.
I think you're right, though. I think it's mostly the Instagram thing. That's the problem.
I don't think you have a problem at all because you're still processing it. You're not actually trying to meet someone right now.
Right. And I got a couple matches. And the other thing that I would like to report to people, newly single people, people who are feeling heartbreak. Oh my God, the quality of queer woman has just absolutely skyrocketed. It is like GameStop.
Why do you think?
Oh, I just like compared to 5 years ago, like I think more people are out as bisexual, pansexual, queer. One's a lesbian anymore.
Lesbian TikTok is...
You're on lesbian TikTok?
Gorgeous. Well, when I go on yours. Like, you know, you like click on a couple and the next you know you're on lesbian TikTok. They're all like so hot in different ways.
Yeah. Before, when I would get out of a relationship, I was like, I'm never going to meet anybody again. And it's so weird because you're like, you hook up with all these women who are straight or whatever. And now I feel like a lot of those women are just like out as bi.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think it is. It's not that they're like hotter. It's almost like they're more confident. Like they're like, here world, here I am. I want pussy and I'm fucking gorgeous.
And they're brave enough to be on an app now.
Yes.
Whereas before it was like, what if someone sees me or blah, blah, blah.
And I think for girls growing up, seeing like these proud women owning their sexuality is like so positive.
Yeah.
So there's great ass out there. You've realized.
It also might be your healthier state of mind. Not that they're hotter, just like
she doesn't have a healthy
that
state
you're
of
not
mind.
So fatalistic. That you're not so fatalistic. You're like, I had a healthy relationship.
Yeah, you're absolutely
I can have
right.
another healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And the girls are hot.
Did you, the girls are hot.
This is like a horrible question to ask, but we're on a podcast, so why not? Did you think she was the one?
We both acknowledged that we could see a life together. I think everyone knows that I'm like fully obsessed with Jen. Yeah. I just don't even think that you can compare. Like when you walk away from something, like you can't like go back and be like, oh, are they going to have this? Or are they going to have that moving forward? I'm not even interested in a serious relationship right now because I'm too sad.
Yeah.
I'm too sad. All I want to do is make out and go home and masturbate. That's my goal right now. I did match with this really cute girl.
Is it because if you brought them home with you, it would be like too intimate, like too much?
Yeah, I think I'm just too sad.
Mm. Yeah, and that's valid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I look at Kate, I'm like, that's valid,
yes.
right?
Yes, it is. No, you're canceled for validating her feelings.
Can I validate that? Is that okay?
What if I just coached you into really bad behavior? Shame her. Shame her now. No masturbating.
Wait, self-love? That's
devil's
fucked up.
The devil's board game.
The devil's board game?
I don't know.
Well, how many sides does a clit dice have? A clit is an infinitely sided die.
You playing like Dungeons and Dragons with your vagina?
But I need a game dungeon master.
What kind of BDSM?
Sounds like you're looking
this?
For something else.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen you out in public and you seem great, if that makes you feel any better.
I will say this is the healthiest emotionally I've ever been in my life. Like losing Gara and Jen at the same time and like coming back into the comedy world all at the same time has been flustering.
But you're definitely in touch with your emotions, which is really good.
Yeah. And I'll be okay. I really genuinely believe like everything's going to be okay.
I also genuinely believe that like her energy for whatever reason needed to get away for a bit. And like, it's great that you're letting it, like you're not forcing anything.
Are we talking about Gara
Jen?
Or Jen?
Jen.
Okay.
Well, kind of both.
Honestly, yeah.
You know, it's, and like, you're...
It was both of their decisions.
And the trauma comes from, like, fighting it, but you just, like,
no,
letting
you can't.
It go.
You gotta let people do what they
you
need to do.
You gotta just, like, go in your natural path, and, like, if your paths cross with her again... I mean, I'm also... It's different when you're dealing with men, because men are slower than women. Am I allowed to say that? Oh, shoot.
Are you a man? Be a man for this.
I'm a man and I allow it.
Okay. When I said slow, I just meant like I feel like emotionally they evolve.
Sure.
Wait, slower. What?
But I love like older men now, and I know that she's young and that does affect things.
It does. She's like
different parts
so
of your life.
Mature, but she's mature in the fact that she knows.
Yes.
She said to me,
like, she might not be able to appreciate you until she does.
No, I felt super appreciated. I think she was just sort of like, I cannot settle down till like I know who I am fully.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because once she knows who she is fully, she knows exactly what she wants.
Right.
She needs some fucked up relationships. Just kidding. I don't want that. For
I don't
her,
wish that upon you do her. Learn. She's a perfect little angel, and yeah. I never want her to be in pain. Oh God. Stay safe out there.
But it also is interesting.
Stay safe out there.
She dates men. I don't want. Honestly, I had that thought. Oh, I was like, bi? I don't want anything to happen to her. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Men are very good at hurting feelings.
As emotionally stunted beings, they don't even know they do it. But I do think that there are like weirdly a lot of breakups now that things are opening it up.
Pandemic. Yeah. People were together for sure out of convenience of the pandemic. I don't want anyone to think that about me and Jen. That was not.
No. Yeah. But it's just interesting. I know other breakups, actually just one other breakup. So I probably shouldn't stereotype it. But
no, I think a lot of people are getting divorced. That's out there. And it's a big time of change. And the lesbians and the queer girls are coming out and they're on Hinge. And I'm excited about it. Please, listener, raise your age restriction.
Oh, for sure. That's for sure. I mean,
or lower it.
No, I think everyone should raise it.
It's just like, I feel like as an older gay,
you're not fucking old.
I worry that like most of the people around my age are going to be in relationships and like married and stuff. So like I have to shoot a little younger.
That's a natural
older
anxiety.
And get like the divorced gays.
Yeah.
So please lower and
or
raise
the
your
divorced former straights.
That's
oh,
I would.
Yeah,
I would love to. I had a mom in the past that I did not fully complete anything with. So if there's a mom in the New York City area listening, I'd love to play ball with your kid. No, don't do that. Introduce me to your child.
I love a good MILF. I don't even watch porn. Like, I just love the concept of an older woman.
Yeah.
I keep teasing Chelsea. I'm like, I'll make a comment about like a MILF or something and she'll get like mad. I'm like, this is good news for you.
Right.
You're just getting hotter every day.
Yes,
to me.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. You're an investment.
Yes. Like a fine wine.
Yeah. Like, every centimeter of those tits sag,
oh,
I get a
God.
Little bit.
Also, I don't want to stereotype, but I feel like lesbians as opposed to straight men like to be in relationships.
Yes.
So it's almost hard. Like, I feel like they're always fucking in relationships and you have to find that like in between.
There's
I feel
that
like
window.
Go,
it's
there's
a
like
short,
a short window.
That's what I'm saying. So like I do have my age like down. It's not like insanely low, but like I do hope if you're in like the 25 range, you're open to someone.
But what about
my
the
age?
Lesbians who were like mid 30s, just been focusing on their career?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure.
Let's fuck with them.
Yeah. And there are. There just seem to be more younger people.
I just love matchmaking. I've match made two relationships. I need one more to go to heaven.
Oh my God.
Is that what they said?
Is that a thing?
I think Jewish culture.
Okay, all right.
Are you Jewish?
I mean, I'm from New York, so I have some Jew in me. I'm like 20% Jew.
Yeah, I'm Jewish on my mom's side. We're secular. Anyway, that's my gay sex from this week.
Yeah.
Hannah?
Yes.
Did you have gay sex this week?
It's funny. I actually did a like gayish pod on Burning in Hell with this girl Wheezy WTF from Horrible Decisions. So she has a new show on Fuse. I love how now I'm just promoting her, but it's called Sex Sells, where she interviews sex workers in this day and age for
oh,
like
cool.
how they make money as from OnlyFans to like sex dungeons to like all kinds of things and just kind of making it more acceptable. But yeah, I was learning from her, like she's so open with her sexual experiences of like loving threesomes and like doing golden showers and like being sub, being dom and like all this stuff. And I'm sitting here like I haven't.
my fiance has gray hair. I don't know if you know that, but my fiance has gray hair. So
yeah. So like, but and then I was joking and I was like, should I have like hooked up with a girl in my life before?
Like, well, obviously.
Like, no, but I literally was like, did I make it? And she's like, how have you not? Because I like dress kind of like, I don't know. I love dressing. What's the word when you're not
Androgynously.
Thank you. Androgynous. You look at my outfit. This is just...
No, I was... I was just kind of taking it
I'm more comfortable. Like, I dress in my brother's clothes growing up. Like, I just didn't like to be sexualized.
The thing that's funny about it to me is I don't ever see it as, like, androgynous. I just... I feel like androgyny is kind of in right now.
It is, which I'm loving.
Yeah.
But I was doing it before. I'm not trying to brag. But she basically was like, look, if you wanted to fuck a girl, you probably would have by now.
I actually do agree with her.
Because like I've had girls slide in my DMs and I just get like kind of uncomfortable and scared and wish I had an alter ego that was like, yeah, but instead like I don't go anywhere with my brain.
Yeah.
But I just felt like I haven't lived life fully.
What is it about like girls hooking up with girls that feels like people have to do that in order to like...
No, it's so stupid because I was joking with Dez about it and he was like, it's just because you're in that space where you feel left out. Like you just feel left out talking to your bi friends.
FOMO.
Yeah, I'm just having FOMO.
It's
FOMO. I'm literally having lesbian
fear
FOMO.
Of missing pussy.
FOMO. Oh my God. Because like, and then I told her of like, I'm like, I've had tons of lesbian friends, but also like no lesbian has really like tried with me either. But I also think because I haven't given them like a real
listener
opening.
If you would like to try with Hannah, now is the time to write in about that fomp. You know she's having it. Will she have some of yours?
I just, but also like sex in general, I've like, I do think I have like my comfort zone and what I like, and that's kind of how I've been. And Des, my fiance, like is the best sex I've ever had.
That's great.
And
that's
we nice. Joke like when he was sexting with me early on, he hates when I tell this story, but I just have to. It was most romantic shit. He told me, I want to fuck you with my soul.
Yeah, you're gay. You're a fucking lesbian. You're a lesbian. And Dez is also
he a
lesbian.
I was also saying
you guys are lesbians.
But I was talking to Nikki Glaser about this. And she said male stand-ups have like feminine energy.
Yeah.
And female stand-ups have masculine energy. And that's why we work well together. But like I would never recommend dating a male stand-up. However, it is true. Like our energy just work well together. And there's a lot of people that like after 6 months, you kind of lose the attraction. But like emotionally and physically, he's just like still like I'm crazy about him.
Because he, if you don't know Dez, he's also this really interesting person who grew up partially in Queens and lived in Ireland.
Yeah.
Lived in China for
he's
a little bit.
He's truly fascinating.
He's like a very interesting person.
He speaks
person.
Three different languages.
Yeah.
He's so freaking smart. Like at one point, I was just like sitting with him and I'll just ask him questions about history. Like a real idiot. Like
just
I was
like a human Wikipedia.
Yeah. Like I'll just ask him, I'm like, why'd the Holocaust happen? And he's like,
oh my God. And he was like, first of all, don't ever say that, especially on a queer sex podcast.
The school system has failed you on
no,
this one.
The school system has failed.
But honestly, like, it has. Because I like, nationalism, I barely know the answer to that other than nationalism, the rise of nationalism in Germany.
Having a sense of humor, you can hide a lot of shit you don't know. But he's also a person that I've, like, really... do want to like fuck his brain. Like there's a lot of men that I liked having power over because I didn't respect them, or I felt they were immature, or like I felt like I knew stuff that they didn't know. We're just telling that to myself to gain some control of the situation. Mm-hmm. Where when I met him, when he first asked me on a date, I've never been with, the oldest guy I was ever with was 36 and he's 45, and I thought, if I'm not attracted to him, I know at least I'm gonna be so fucking interested in this person and like learn about comedy. Like that's how I went on the date. Even the second date, I was like, what if I kiss him and like it feels weird, like it's like an older uncle or something. Like it just, I never fuck.
You don't
I
like
never,
kissing your uncle?
I mean, sometimes if you're in the mood. But like I never hooked up with a guy like that much older. And he doesn't look old. He does have gray hair though. But then like I kissed
him. But it suits him. He's one of those guys.
He looks better almost older. Which is annoying. But like we fully told each other like I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You want to spend the rest of your life with me. And you still have to be like mysterious.
This is such straight behavior.
I was about to say, like, I cannot relate to that idea of, like, mystery in a relationship.
Well, I think because guys and girls, like, there's always that, like, you don't really understand how I work. And I don't really understand how you work. So, like, we got to, like,
and
work for
Kate,
each other.
And with Kate, when you masturbate, you're like, I don't understand how I work. So the mystery is always there.
Kate's just doing that within her own head.
I'm in love with myself.
We'll never lose a spark, baby.
But yeah, Dez just dating a guy who's older, like he's not competitive with me. He just like knows who he is. And I think everyone should take that. Like there's something so fuck like big lips, little nose, little waist. Just like feeling comfortable in your own skin is so fucking hot.
No, I think we're, I don't know, as society, I think we're moving towards that.
No.
You really don't think so?
With social media? Everyone's looking the fucking same with these fucking filters.
Maybe I'm too in the queer world. I feel like in the queer world, everybody's just like...
The straight world is burning.
You could be like an alien with purple polka dot skin. People are like, yes, queen. Yeah, like, I feel
like it's aligned with the ideas of like liberation in the queer movement.
Yeah,
that you appearance just nailed it. And like embodying your soul externally is like a form of liberation.
You nailed it. I think. Because I think
this excellent youthing this, right there.
That yes, was like that was great.
Prime youthing.
The
really
booth
well
is
done.
On fire. I do give it up booth. For the booth.
In my
the
asshole. Booth. There is a five more fire in the diner.
The booth is burning in her asshole. In her butt.
Thinking about this, like, I feel like this like straight homogeneousness or just like the rules that you guys have to play with. The day that I had all my period shits and I was like, I was feeling super hot and I was like, I want to look like kind of femme today. So I had these jeans on and I put on this like tighter waffle long sleeve white tee that I had. Shut up.
You're like, I'm having a femme day. I'm going to put on a waffle. Waffles are literally like what I buy to feel.
I've never seen a straight girl in a waffle.
To feel like a man, I buy waffles.
That's my tightest. It's my tightest shirt, and
okay, so it was a form-fitting
show. You guys are shitting
and put on
my
waffles. Okay, to I don't feel know. Euphoric.
I honestly don't even know what a waffle is. That's how gay that
is. It's okay. I put it on. It's not. It's not like a Henley.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's like a long sleeve tee, but it was like tight.
Okay. We
believe.
Oh, okay. And I tucked it in. I never tuck in.
Yeah.
And I like I was like, wow, you look good. Mm-hmm. Like your body looks good. Nice. And I was just feeling so hot. And I was like, I know men are going to look at me and they're not going to know that I'm gay. And I'm not interested in that. But I like the effect that it's having on my brain right now.
Okay.
Because I just like liked feeling hot because I've been sad and I wanted to feel hot. And then I get to this show and I do the show and I have a great set. I'm feeling so good. And then this dude comes out and he goes, so you're a lesbian. And I was like, yeah. And it's different when you say it than when I say it. I was doing a bit about having to come out as trans and I referred to clothing. And he was like, well, you wouldn't have to change your clothing. He was like trying to riff with me, but
he was mansplaining.
Yeah, he was
trans.
Like, I don't know what he was doing. I don't even know why I went on this.
Basically,
tangent.
Male attention is never good. It's always negative.
Yeah, but it was just so weird because I was like, "This is a you and straight people problem."
Yeah,
like why are you talking to me like this? Like, just let me feel femme in my clothes, my waffle tee.
Yeah,
but I love that I did the exact thing that this man did. I am canceled.
No, but it's okay when you do it.
And honestly, if that,
if
that's gender expression for you, if you have to mansplain something to me.
I do. I have to be a huge dick in order to feel good.
Well, I thought that was great gay sex. We're going to go to Kate for Kate's first ever gay sex.
Hoo-hoo. I didn't have the soundboard, so
I know. I feel really bad.
No,
the
I like.
Hasn't arrived.
Maybe we should stick with my mouth sounds.
I don't like the word mouth sounds.
ASMR.
Yeah, did you have gay sex this week?
I did not have gay sex in real life this week. However, I had sex in my friend's dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your friend had a sex dream about you.
But not with her, with her boyfriend.
You fucked your boyfriend in her dream?
Yeah.
Was she mad at you in the morning?
Kind of.
So your friend's straight.
My friend is straight, has
that
a boyfriend.
That would explain why she would be mad about the dream.
Yeah.
That's also
and
some
she,
straight
in the dream,
people shit. Lesbians are like, tell me more about the dream. We should get a tarot reader. Let's call our tarot. Let's get the crystals out. Tell me more about the dream.
What was the real depth behind it?
She was like, in the dream, she walked in on me having sex with him. And she said that we were, first of all, that I was like pegging him.
Oh my God.
And that.
Wait, how do you know this person?
We're good friends.
Are you friends with the boyfriend?
Yes.
Like close?
I've known her for like ever. Mm-hmm. And I've known him since they started dating. And mm-hmm. I like him. I think he's great. So in the dream, she said that I wasn't like fucking him from behind. We were like face to face looking in each other's eyes.
You were missionary
pegging him.
Pegging him.
Yeah.
There is a meaning behind this.
And, she, and then like, in the
I
dream,
I majored in psychology in college.
And then in the dream,
and we learned all about missionary pegging.
I majored in communication arts, and I still can't communicate.
And then she was like, "How could you do this to me?" And we started being like, "How close-minded of you, like to be so anti, like I don't know, Polly, or like we were just like, you're so close-minded," and like accused her of being like
you
a
tried
bigot.
To cancel her.
Yeah, we were like gaslighting her in her dream.
Oh my god. While you betrayed her.
So she woke up and she was like, I'm like emotionally affected by this dream.
Wait, you can't not be emotionally affected by your subconscious. Maybe there's a couple options here. She's paranoid that maybe like she's not having like freaky sex or something.
No, I think they've got a good thing going on.
Or me, I'm just sort of bashing her relationship. I'm like, maybe she's cheating on her now.
Okay, here, I actually think I know what it is, and I wasn't gonna get into this other story, but now I feel like I have to.
Yeah, because, get into it,
because they do have a good relationship.
You pegged him. Yeah. Because one time,
no!
And anyway, the reason that she had this dream was because one time she walked in on me pegging him.
No,
and that's
okay,
what.
One time, I will tell this the rest of the story another time. But long story short, she came in possession of one of my dildos. And she...
Yeah, Kate, that's a critical detail.
No. That's a story for another time. We're running out of time.
No, we're fine. You're fine, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
We're grabbing food.
Yeah.
Great. We're good.
Okay.
She came into possession,
of one of my dildos.
How did that happen?
Truly, I'll tell that one another time.
I thought you said she
was
got
doing
possessed
me a favor.
By one of your dildos.
No, she was doing me a favor.
And the priest is like, you know, oddly enough, I have worked with dildos before.
I think you are a dildo. You're an angry dildo. Get it out.
Angry Dildos is my favorite kids app.
That's the title of this pod, Angry Dildos. Continue.
So she had it because she did me a favor. She really saved me on this. So she had it. And then she proceeded to like her
no,
and my
I'm sorry, I can't let you continue. In what scenario does your friend take a dildo as a favor to you?
Okay. All right. It's a long
welcome
one.
To the pod, Kate.
Okay.
It's an adjustment.
Yeah, you need to open up.
So one time I was at a house. I'm not going to say. What
was the address?
The White House.
It was the White House.
1600 Pennsylvania
Avenue. I knew it was the White House.
I was at 1600 Pennsylvania, and I was staying at like a friend's house, right? And I was staying there for the weekend, and like when it was time to go, like packed everything up, and we're like, oh, where's the small dildo? Like, I don't know. And we were like, oh, maybe we just didn't bring it. Like, it's probably back at.
You're with a significant other at this.
Yeah, house. I was with some girl, and. We go back to her apartment, like a long drive. We're like, oh, we didn't bring it. It must have just been like back at your apartment. So we get back and we tear her apartment apart. It's not there. So I was like, oh my God, like we left it at our friend's house. And like, I can't have this happen.
But also at one point you're like, yeah, we fuck.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it was like family friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
There's also no type of friend that you want.
Well, so then this friend, I called her because she lived nearby, and I was like, can you break into this house? And
this is a great story. Why don't you start with this?
Yeah, this is great.
I was like, can you break into this house and tell me if I left a dildo there? And so she like broke into the house, and she was like looking everywhere, and she was just like really stressed, and she was like, I don't think it's here. And then I like told her what room I had been staying in, and she walked
You're
to the
like,
room.
Here's a list of rooms that I had sex in this house. Did you check the bathroom? Did you check the pantry? The laundry room? Go to the basement. There's a weird corner
under the
hallway
rug.
Sort of
under
thing.
Under the rug.
Check under the rug.
Okay, but it was-
Crawl onto the roof. I have a little-
It was even worse than that. The second she walked in the room, it was just smack dab in the middle of the floor.
Oh my God.
Like, could not have been more obvious.
It's like sitting on the bed just by the pillow.
It was literally
with a little frowny face, like, I miss my mom.
So she like picked it up with a paper towel, like threw it in
a
bag.
What color is it? Just for the imagery for the listener.
Okay. So I don't want to be misunderstood. It's black. It's a black dildo, like the color black. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
But when I say black dildo, people think that I
like have, balls and everything.
Like a balls and everything of like a black man's
it's
penis.
It's a toy. It's not a mock penis.
Exactly.
It's a toy. Yeah.
Exactly. And the like on a white rug. So it was just like blatantly, blatantly obvious.
But she's like, can't find it. Oh, yes, we can. Yep. It's just staring at her with its one eye.
So she got it for me and she held on to it. And then her and my friends in the group chat played this prank on me that she pegged her boyfriend with it.
Oh,
and they were like, okay, pranking me, and I was going crazy. I was like, did you seriously, like, I thought I could trust you. What, like, this is so painful for me. I'm gonna have to buy a new one. Like,
so
I got,
pegging,
like,
could just
so
be
upset.
You like putting something in someone. It doesn't have to be like attached to you.
Yeah, I think so. That's actually a good question.
She had me thinking that she like strapped this thing on and pegged her boyfriend.
I would say pegging does not require wearing. I feel like if you brought a dildo home and put it in Dez's bum,
mm-hmm,
and you were not wearing it, your face right now is super complicative.
She's
taking notes.
Yeah, I'm taking it in.
Yeah,
yeah, because
I think that would count as pegging.
Straight girls don't know shit about pegging. Like, didn't know what pegging was until like a year ago.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And now they love it.
But I feel like so many straight guys want to be pegged.
Yeah, I would,
cause, like,
guess that.
Straight guys don't have different, you know, buttholes than gay guys.
Right.
Yeah. So why would they not enjoy it?
Prostate simulation.
Prostates are prostates. Title of this podcast, prostates are prostates.
Love is love. Prostates are prostates.
I think there's an even number of, like, people who want to peg people and people who want to get pegged. And if we could just match them all up, we would have world peace.
Wait, that is so beautiful. I have a really quick random story.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, you know, bringing stuff to thrift stores when you're done with them. And I brought a bunch of stuff to a thrift store once. And then you go and whatever they don't want, they give back. And they gave me back this like really nice like vintage purse that had like a cool pattern outside. And I looked at my friend. I was like, what the fuck? This purse is so cool. And they were like, you can have this. And I take it. I walk out. I open it up. My big pink vibrator is just, like, you know how you hide your vibrator from yourself? Like, I just hide it in college. God. Like, I don't have, like, a place to put it. So I guess I put it in a random purse. That purse must have thought I was fucking with them. They were not happy with me.
You're like, oh, that's where it went.
I was so embarrassed because was looking for it. I, like, put it in a shoe. Like, you know, your parents come to visit. You're just like, I'm not putting this in my drawer. Like, so obvious. So I'll put it in a shoe or a purse.
Why are your parents going through your drawer? I've literally never thought that my mother would go through.
I don't know. Well, sometimes, like, my mom, she's like OCD and loves cleaning, so she'll just start like cleaning shit.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But also, I now do so much sex related advertising. Like, if you walk into my room, there's just vibrators everywhere. Majority of it I haven't used.
Well, anything that you're working on, we're gonna make a TikTok together.
Oh yeah, we are, because I'm trying to break in lesbian TikTok. I feel like I have potential.
Listener, does Hannah have potential on lesbian TikTok? Just do a one-handed backhand. You'll be on there immediately.
I did do but also I want to normalize straight girls being good at sports, you know?
Hell yeah.
I was like that. I was like, just because I'm good at sports doesn't mean I'm gay. And then I was like, fuck.
No, like, I do. Kate, I swear to God, when I'd beat a lesbian in sports, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Like, when I'd out-sprint my lesbian friend, I'd be like, who am I but the greatest straight who ever straighted? Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
I took a pounding last night, I still beat you. I can barely fucking walk.
I can barely fucking walk.
You little bitch.
When you guys just had a little clit tickle, I got fucking broken. But I do have to say, I do think the spectrum, I want it to be closer. I want it to be less that, like, oh, straight girls are these, like, girly, like, can't fucking.
Sure.
I want it to be, like, straight girls can be as good as lesbians.
I know that sounds like Honestly, these days, I think it's harder to be a straight woman. My listeners are going to come at me. Cancel me right now.
No, but lesbians are the premier form of straight women. Hear me out.
Wait, what?
Just hear me out. Straight women.
Of woman.
Okay. Straight women are held back by.
This is Kate's first day on the job. And
poor
Kate
girl.
Is like, I don't
poor
know
girl.
What the.
No, you guys are the, like, final boss of females. Because. Because straight women are hindered by men.
Yeah, you have to.
We are distracted.
Yeah.
We care what they think. Think of all women in history. I bet you, majority of them
are
gay.
They are gay.
Because they do not give a fuck about, like, the male agenda, and they are just chasing their fucking dreams while getting pussy on the side. That's why I think I'm jealous of lesbians. Because I want that power.
And that's why you've got FOMP.
I 100% understand where you're
like, you don't need
the male
to be
the male gaze
by men
and having to play by the male rules.
Yes,
it's hard enough as someone who doesn't date them. You know what I
it's
mean?
It's like how you hate men but you love them. You guys can hate men and not have to love them, which is pretty empowering.
I'm right now. I just flashed every in my head. All of my gay male listeners.
I am not talking about them.
We love you, gay male
listeners. No, you guys are great.
And bi also, male listeners. And honestly, we have straight male listeners who are fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and they listen to this podcast because
and they're getting
they,
fucking educated.
And they agree with you. Like, they agree with you. We have great straight male
I
listeners.
Just think lesbians have paved the way for a lot of straight women. So I just want to give my...
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome for your whole career, your whole life. You owe me so much.
I think I just nailed it, though. That's what it is. Like, not that I necessarily want to fuck a woman, but I want the power of
you don't
want to
fuck
gay.
A lesbian. You want to be a lesbian.
I just want to be a lesbian. Oh, I identify as lesbian, but I'm attracted to men. Wait, is that going to get me?
I think there are no rules.
Kate's like, yeah, you're on the same page as me, bro.
I did what I said to Kate. I said, this is going to be a challenging first episode because Hannah is such a powerhouse, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that was great. I think we're done. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She goes, anyway, mid-sentence, goodbye.
And a very quick little gay thought. All the gays who are not afraid of making a first move, man, shout out to you guys. You queer, you particularly the femmes, you queer femmes making the first move, gay, God bless you. What a service you're doing to your community. What a service. It's tough. It's tough to know. And I think it's really fucking cool when you put yourself out there. I think it's admirable and hot. All right. Have a great week, guys. You're wonderful.